He was, could probably be a rough customer if he wanted to be.
Yeah, he was. I'll bet you my nickel on that. Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you say the horse on the left was ever called the lead horse?
Was it called the left or the off horse?
Oh, the off horse, that's right. You ever heard it called the lead horse?
Well, the lead horse is the right horse.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's where I got it all figured out.
Well, let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody's asking you where something is, you might say, well, it's not far, it's just a...
Well, then, could say that you know how far about it was or not.
Or it might be just a little way over there. Yeah.
Might say that's a jump over there, they say.
A jump? Mm-hmm. Well, what about if somebody's asking you, they're trying to find something, you might say, you don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about.
Well, yeah, you might tell me you just find that anywhere.
Uh-huh. Well, what about if a fella slipped down in your front yard and he fell this way, you'd say he fell?
Well, he'd fall backwards, wouldn't he?
And if he fell that way, you'd say he fell?
That he'd fall all over his face, wouldn't he?
Fall forward. Say if you went fishing one day and just didn't have any luck at all, didn't catch a thing, and somebody asked you afterwards if you caught any fish, what would you probably say?
Well, I'd tell him no.
Just keep it simple, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people around here say something like, I didn't catch nary one?
Yeah. Couldn't say that too.
Uh-huh. What do you call these things that are cut out by the plow? These trenches that are cut out by the plow, what do you call those?
Well, you take a you'd plow through the field where you plow, you'd make a furrow. Mm-hmm. Turning plow or any kind of plow.
Well, what about if you had some land with a lot of bushes and trees on it? What would you say you did to it to get all the stuff
off?
Well,
used to all the way to get rid of them, just take the axe and go in there and cut them. Now they've got the machine go in there and cut them down, tear them all to pieces, mm-hmm. bush hole. Mm-hmm. But used to, we just took our axe and went in there and cleaned it off.
So you cleared the land?
Yeah. Yeah, I cleared the land. And I had an uncle that cleared lots of it. He was a real hand with axe.
Did you have any name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Well, we call it new ground. Yep, we used to have them patches when I was on the farm. Well, go back to the new ground and work a while.
Mm-hmm. Do people grow much wheat around here?
No. My dad growed a little when I was a young man. Mm-hmm. And he could use that cradle too.
Well, when you cut wheat, after you cut it, what do you tie it up into? What do you call that?
You take a wad of wheat straw and tie it around it, mm-hmm. blow it down. Mm-hmm. Come along, pick it up and shock it after a while. Mm-hmm. If you didn't shock it right then. I've seen a fella cut it and chop it all at the same time.
Is that right?
Tie it and chop it all at the same time.